Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shmiyas, daf Yud Aleph, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with the brand new halacha, halacha Dalid, and in the Vilna Surah Sadaf, it's on Dalid Amud Beis, and today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar, Basar Yaakov Maisha, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And Esar Yil Yaakov, so let's all remember to daven and learn B'schus, all those being Meister Nefesh for Am Yisrael, that they should be Bari and Shalom in body and soul, and that we should have a Yeshua Bakar of Mamesh. And Mishnah says, Ein Noitin, no planting a tree, Ve'ein Mavrichin, and no being Mavrich a tree, which we had learned about in Kalayim. This is when one takes a branch of a grapevine, buries it in the ground a distance away while it's still attached. Eventually, it's going to take root and begin its own vine, and then it will be cut off the parent vine. And agricultural terminology, this is called layering. And ve'ein markivin, no grafting. This is when a branch of one tree is attached to another tree. No doing any of these things. Erev shvias, pachas mishloishim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, erev shmita, within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah. Vimnata, if he planted, or hevich, or he layered, or he hirkev, or he grafted, yakar, he has to uproot it. And that's because it takes 30 days for it to take root. If he does this within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, that means it's going to take root on Shemitah, so the regizer has to be uprooted. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, if this grafting doesn't take hold within 3 days, so it's not going to take hold at all, which means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he only has to do this 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, both of them say, it's 2 weeks, not 3 days, and not 30 days. We quote the Mishnah, now Rabbi Blazer says, our Mishnah is talking about just a regular standard case, that we don't know whether or not it took root, so we assume that it's 30 days for it to take root. However, Had Barberia, the proper girsa is, Shenishrash, if he's 100% certain that it took root, Mutter, so it's permitted even if it's within 30 days. The Gemara continues quoting the Mishnah, Inoitin, Vein Mavrichin, Vein Markivin, Er Shvias, Gidolfan, Beis Nata, Pachas Mishlai, Shem Yom, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Vein Nata, Hevich, Herkev, Yakar. The Gemara asks, Loi Akar, let's say he did not uproot it, Peiros of Mahain, what's the din with the Peiros that grow from it? Are they Asur or not? The Gemara tells us, Rav Ba and Rav La, Havin Yasun Bitsur, they were sitting in Sur, also of the Kaimehain, a story came in front of them regarding these fruits. Hayri Rav La and Rav La, Paskin, Yishbuchu Peirosov, the fruits have to be poured out, which means that we ask for the fruits as well. However, Amar Bar of Ba says, Ani loinim nesi mahan ba'aliyah, I was not counted with them in the aliyah. They used to go up to the attic when they wanted to be guys or something, and he says, I wasn't there, I wasn't part of that vote, and I hold that there's really no isser, as the Gemara says, Armin netzi l'chutz nilmoid, they said, let's go and learn this outside. Nafkon, they went out, v'shaman, and they heard, the Rabbi Yoina said, in the name of Yitzchak Bar Tavlai, b'shem Rab Lazar, Ain Machadish al Xera, no being Machadish something new on Xera, or a different lashon of this is that Rabbi Yosef has said in the Rav Yitzchak Batavla B'Shem Rab Lazar, in my Sifin al Xera, no adding on to Xera, and since the Xera was only made on the tree itself, that the tree has to be uprooted, or the graft has to be taken off, and it was not made on the fruit, that means if it wasn't taken off and it wasn't dismantled or wasn't uprooted, and fruit grew from it, that fruit is permitted. Another question, Natu, let's say he planted it, B'Isser, Umeis, and then the fellow died, B'Noi Mahu Shehem Atulakaimai, is his son allowed to keep it? Are we going to canass his son or not? So Tanar of Yaakov Barabai Debar Delaya, Natu Umeis, if he planted it and he died, Benoi, the proper girsa is Mutar Lakaimai, his son is allowed to keep it, and we don't knas his son. However, the Gemara clarifies, Ma'asi Kamanda Amar B'nei Chashad. This goes according to the Manda Amar that the reason why it has to be uprooted is because of Chashad. This is because people are chashad not to keep Shemitah properly, and that they would do usher things on Shemitah, and therefore, in order to prevent this slippery slope, and because of this Chashash, we say that a person has to uproot it. But since it was the father that did it, and not the son, and the father died, so we're not geyser on the son. Aval, however, Mipnei, the proper girsa is Haminui, because of counting, Av Benoi, the proper girsa is Mina. Both the father and son will count, and then it will be Asur. What does this mean, counting? So as we're going to learn in the next Gemara tomorrow, they would count the Shemitah year as one of the years of Arla. As we already know, Arla is the first 3 years of fruit that grow on the tree, and they're Asur to eat, and people would count Shemitah as one of those years. So let's say a person planted it at the beginning of the sixth year, so the sixth year was 1 year, the seventh year, even though it's Shemitah, is considered the second year, and the eighth year is the third year, and then after the eighth year, there's no Asur of Arla anymore. So since people use the Shemitah year as one of the years of Arla, according to that Svara, it doesn't make a difference if we're dealing with the father himself, or if the father died, and now the son has this tree, both of them would count the Shemitah year as an Arla year, so the son would have to uproot it, even though his father was the one that planted it. We're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.